Welcome, good-natured viewers, to another edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today, we feature the first of a two-part series on Mary Gettin, a telepathic animal communicator from the state of Washington, USA. Miss Gettin is the winner of the 2007 Nautilus Book Award for Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. As the title suggests, the book chronicles her inner conversations with orcas and how these special beings view the world. The Nautilus Book Award is for works that contribute significantly to our society's well-being and that embrace spiritual and ecological values such as compassion, sustainability, simplicity, and global peace. Recently, Miss Gettin kindly took time from her busy schedule to share with us some of the messages she has received while communicating on a heart-to-heart level with both wild and domestic animals.
I'm a professional telepathic animal communicator. I've spent the last 15 years talking to people's animals around the world, and I do most of my work on the phone. Telepathy is the universal language, and so you don't need to be with an animal. Time and space really doesn't matter. I've spent more than 25 years working with marine mammals. And my professional practice, I spend most of my time talking to domestic animals.
How did Miss Gettin become involved in communicating with animals?
I loved animals as a child, and I always wanted to work with animals. When I was in high school, I used to read every National Geographic about Jane Goodall. But how I got involved with animal communication was when I was working at the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito. And this was in the late 1980s. I met a teacher named Penelope Smith, who is one of the founders of animal communication. And so I took a class from her because I thought if I could help at the center talking to seals and sea lions where we didn't know what was wrong with them, I would be a big asset. But after I was in the Bay Area, I moved up to the San Juan Islands in 1990, which is an area of Washington State and British Columbia where there's a resident population of close to 90 orcas. And it was leading whale watch trips and seeing these guys that really got me to start working with my telepathic communication skills. Because I wanted to know about those whales, who they were and what they thought about and all the questions that researchers can't answer by just observing them. I realized that this is a way we can do research without all the grants and the degrees. It's talking to them directly. During that time, I got to know a whale by the name of Granny. And she is an orca. And she was born, the scientists believe, in 1912. So she's a very ancient whale. And I knew she would have a lot to say. And so I spent more than a year interviewing Granny, her son Ruffles, and many other whales in the community about who they were as beings, what their hopes and desires were, how they worked out leadership issues or social structure within the pod itself. And I was able to publish this information in a book called Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. I wanted to put this information out so that people could find out who these animals were, because they are really kind, loving, non-judgmental beings, and also to help people understand how to communicate with animals.
According to Miss Gettin, whales are highly spiritual beings and have told her many amazing things about our planet and how they are trying to help humanity.
Wild animals are connected to, say, the Creator, that sense of oneness of all there is. And I'll go even further with that, and I would say whales are totally in that place. I do see whales as being in more or less an enlightened state of consciousness where they're connected to everything and they operate from that place. They're totally non-judgmental. I've had so many conversations with whales about what humans are doing to the planet, and they have said that, you know, it does no good for us to judge you. That's not going to change it. All we can do is keep sending you love and hope you get it and that you don't destroy the planet. So that's one of the messages I've had from the whales. But they are in a high state of being. That's why I spend a lot of time around whales. I found that, you know, like when you sit with a human master, you can raise your consciousness just by being in that energy field. I find the same thing with the whales and dolphins. When you spend time with them, it helps to raise your consciousness.
We will pause now for some messages, and when we return, we will learn from Mary Gettin how we can get in contact with whales in our own home. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, where we are featuring an interview with a wonderful telepathic animal communicator from the United States, Miss Mary Gettin.
You mentioned at one point that the animals, the whales in particular, that they love us or that they're blessing us. Mm-hmm. What is that like? Do they love the entire Earth unconditionally, every type of species? Do they feel empathy for humans in particular?
They do. They feel a little pity for us sometimes, you know, because one of the things that they feel, we get so caught up in our creations, our physical things, our making money, our cars and stuff, things like that. They, you know, they see us getting trapped into that kind of world and not connecting in with nature, which really is probably the biggest problem on the planet today, is that human disconnection from nature. And they see that because they're in that flow of all life. They understand their place in it. And so, you know, they send us a lot of love to try and help us to get back. Because if you can understand your place in nature and your connection to everything, it's hard to go around destroying it, you know, mm-hmm. because you're just part of it. And so many people feel separate from the rest of the world and nature. They don't understand how it works anymore.
Sympathizing with the many issues humanity faces, the whales have revealed to Mary Gettin a way for people to connect with the whales' loving energy, even if they are nowhere near these magnificent beings.
And I've talked to the whales and dolphins about that because, you know, I know a lot of people can't get to the water. You know, there are people living in the middle of Chicago or the middle of China, and there's no way to get to the sea to interact with these animals. And they've assured me that it's just as good to visit them on an energetic level, so telepathically. You know, you can sit with a picture of a whale and connect in with it and see what it's like to be in their world. It is a simple process. It's all about just getting quiet inside, opening your heart, communicating with the animal mentally, and then allowing their answers or information to flow in. So it is something that anyone can do. And I've had many people report to me after reading the book that they were able to talk to Granny as well. She loves to talk to people, and there are many pictures of her in the book that you can sit and connect with, and you can have your own experience of talking to a whale. And Granny, being 98 years old, 99 I think coming up this year, she's really an exceptionally wise being. So I would encourage everyone to sit down, talk to animals, just allow their information to flow in. Don't restrict yourself to pets. There are billions of animals out there, and experiment with every kind of animal. Experiment with animals that live in that fly, that live in the sky. Talk to animals that live in the water. try talking to animals that live in the ground. See if you can connect with all different facets of the animal kingdom, because it will really enrich your lives and the lives of all the beings on this planet.
We asked Mary Gettin if the nature of the messages she receives varies depending on the species. For example, would the conversation be any different if one connected with a snail versus a canine companion?
I would say that larger animals have more complex thought processes that are more similar to humans than, say, a snail. They operate on a little simpler level. They don't have quite as many interactions and things that they need to deal with. And animals that live with people, like dogs and cats and horses, they tend to develop themselves even more highly towards our direction because they want to fit in our world and understand us better.
Ms. Gettin says that there is telepathic communication between members of the same species and provides an example of how birds use this gift from heaven.
When you do see those big groupings, they are communicating verbally, but they're also communicating telepathically. So they're all connected up mentally, and they know where they're going. You know, and if something happens, like say where one of them needs to go down, they generally will all go together. Have you ever seen those groupings of like starlings where you'll get thousands and thousands? And I've watched them move around a town, and as this swarm moves, you know, you'll see them popping up from here and there. It's like they collect everybody before they go to bed. It's a fascinating thing to watch. And you can see how they are communicating. They're like calling out to everybody in their big family group to come out. It's time now. We're all going to wherever it is that they roost at night.
We sincerely thank Ms. Gettin for sharing her wonderful knowledge regarding the animal kingdom, including how we can interact on a deep level with our animal friends. For more details on Mary Gettin, please visit www.marygettin.com. Communicating with Orcas, the Whale's Perspective is available at the same website. Friendly viewers, please join us again tomorrow when we feature part two of our program on telepathic animal communicator, Miss Mary Gettin. It was a pleasure having your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. May the love of the divine guide us all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.